This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Well, the warmest of hellos to one and all. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I hope you had a fabulous Christmas and got everything you wished for, that Santa brought you lovely things and you've had lovely family times, lovely times with your loved ones. If you've been on your own, I hope you've still had as lovely a time as possible. It's a wonderful time of year. It's a celebratory time of year. And every year, this time of year, I'm performing in pantomime. It's no different this year, so I thought I would put together a special show for you this Boxing Day that relates to the pantomime I am taking part in this year. In case you've been living under a rock and have no idea what I'm doing, I am performing as one of Null and Void, the Prince Charming's financial assistants in Cinderella, at the Whitley Bay Playhouse Theatre. Whitley Bay, up on the coast near Newcastle. So I thought throughout this show I'd play tracks, some of which feature in our pantomime, and some of which are inspired by cast members in our pantomime, some of which are even chosen by cast members in our pantomime. I might share a few things, a bit of behind-the-scenes knowledge, things I've learnt about the people I've been working with over the last few weeks. It's a fabulous show. If you can still get tickets, they are selling very fast. This is the opening number from our show. Rather funky, rather fabulous, Whitney Houston's How Will I Know?
FM.
Great stuff. How Will I Know Whitney Houston, performed by Cinderella as the opening number in our pantomime at the Whitley Bay Playhouse. It always goes down well with young and old alike. Hearty rounds of applause are received after that track finishes. It's a very high energy number with Cinderella and the dancers performing it admirably. Absolutely wonderful indeed. So yeah, a good thing to get our show started, a good thing to get the show that goes like this started musically tonight. If you've joined us late and wondering what it's all about, I'm featuring tracks that are in my pantomime, tracks that are inspired by people in my pantomime, and some which they've directly chosen, asked for. I said I would give them shout outs, etc. That will all be forthcoming, so keep it here. For the next couple of hours, we're going to have a great time together celebrating pantomime, celebrating Cinderella at Whitley Bay particularly. If you get on social media, certainly if you look on my social media, you'll see lots of stuff about it as well. So, yeah, very excited to be doing it for you today. Now, we have a wonderful pair of ugly sisters who are at times glamorous and at times horrendous, but they come on to this track and cause a bit of a stir walking through the audience. Very, very exciting. They need to be seen up close to be believed. This is the Weather Girls.
Yeah!
Phoenix FM.
The Weather Girls and It's Raining Men. Very appropriate track for Ugly Sisters. I wonder how many Ugly Sisters up and down the country are, you know, performing that track at some point in their pantomime. A great choice, and congratulations to Daniel Morstan and Luke Martin, who perform it in ours very, very wonderfully indeed. And look completely amazing as Ugly Sisters, yeah. Some of their costumes are very, very entertaining. Some are very glamorous, actually. But, yeah, well worth a look just for them. Now, we come to another track that's about to play that's inspired by the love story that goes on in Cinderella. Obviously, Cinders needs to fall for Prince Charming. Our Prince Charming is particularly handsome. Our Cinderella is very beautiful. They make a wonderful couple. They sing beautifully together and do a duet of a track that wasn't actually ever released as a duet, but I think it would make great listening if it was. But yeah, Jessica Lilley and Jacob Beresford are our Cinderella and Prince Charming, and they do a Michael Bublé track to signify them falling in love, and it is a beautiful track. I always enjoy listening to it. I will probably be singing along to this at some point while it's playing here right now. Michael Bublé and Everything.
You're a falling star. You're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it cold, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss you, baby, just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what our love can do. And in this crazy life, these crazy times, it's you, make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
FM.
Michael Bublé and Everything, a fabulous song, I'm sure you'll agree, with lovely lyrics as well. And like I said, beautifully sung by Cinders and Prince Charming in our pantomime. Now, let you into a little bit of behind-the-scenes knowledge here. Usually, on the opening night of a pantomime, you get reactions from the audience, and the show can be a bit longer than it's been during rehearsals. There may be issues that resolve with scene changes, etc. So our pantomime on the opening night ended up being about 15 minutes longer than it could be subsequently. So we had to cut some time out of the show. Unfortunately, a song got cut out of the show, so it was only performed on the opening night. If you were there on the opening night, you were fortunate to see Prince Charming and the dancers perform Dua Lipa's Dance the Night from the Barbie movie. And it hasn't been in any shows subsequently because we had to make cuts. Other things were cut as well, but unfortunately this whole song got cut. And so hasn't been in the pantomime since, but it was wonderfully learned, it was wonderfully performed, and to honour it, I'm going to play the original track for you, for you today, right now. So, yes, over this festive season here, if you've seen Barbie, you already know it. If you haven't, and you haven't seen the opening night of our panto, here is Dua Lipa's Dance the Night. Great stuff.
Me. Dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running, I wouldn't get out of place. Lately, I've been moving close to the edge, still be looking my best. I stay on the beat, you can count on me, I ain't missing no steps. Every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me
FM. It's the Christmas show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on the Phoenix FM airwaves, 98.0, phoenixfm.com, and available on smart speaker as well. Also, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can see the video feed into the studio. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing part of your festive season with me. Happy Boxing Day, or afterwards if you're listening to this on catch up. So, yes, featuring some of the tracks that are in our pantomime here, Cinderella, at the Playhouse Theatre in Whitley Bay on the gorgeous northeast coast. Also playing tracks inspired by some of the characters in our show and tracks that have been requested by some of the cast members as we move forward through the programme as well. Now, the star of Cinderella at the Playhouse Whitley Bay this year is the incomparable Mr. Louis Spence. He's certainly a character full of energy, slightly camp, I think it's fair to say, and he plays, unusually, the fairy godfather in this production of Cinderella, always keeping his eye on Cinders and making sure she makes it to the ball, and then helping her out after that as well with the trials and tribulations, whatever the ugly sisters throw at her. So in honour of Mr. Louis Spence being the star of the show, and he's a great guy as well, I'd like to play a track. It's clearly devoted to him. This is The Kingsman. Kingsman and Louis, for Louis Spence, playing the fairy godfather in Cinderella this year in Whitley Bay. Amazing stuff. Now, it's important you have a wonderful Cinderella, and we certainly do this year. Jessica Lilley has a brilliant voice, looks fabulous, and does more than justice to the part. And I wanted to play a track inspired by the character of Cinderella, really, for Jess. So we all know she has a rags-to-riches tale. She's meant to be dressed sort of not particularly excitingly, and then the fairy godfather conjures her up a wonderful ball gown, and then, of course, she famously leaves the glass or crystal slipper at the ball to help Prince Charming track her down. I wonder if when Paolo Nutini sang about these new shoes, he had a crystal slipper in mind.
One Tuesday, I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life, so I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled
a t-shirt that seemed clean. Top it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly showing in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye, blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly showing in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. So we're in my brand new shoes.
Phoenix FM.
Paolo Nutini and New Shoes in honour of Cinderella's story. Of course, rags to riches, amazing ball gown, crystal slippers. Leaves one at the ball, the prince can find her again through the bizarre plot device of the fact that only those slippers will fit that one person and that people don't have similar shoe sizes. Anyway, our prince, I said before, is fabulous, played by Jacob Beresford, and this next track is dedicated to him. Can you guess what's coming up? I've found a track from our archives that fits with Prince Charming. Yes, he is. He's playing a slightly arrogant Adonis, I think it's fair to say, and Jacob does very well at that. He looks fabulous, has amazing costumes that make him look fabulous, and carries off his character very well indeed. So to that end, how can we honour Prince Charming musically? We can play a track that was released many years back from Adam and the Ants. Yeah. Yes, it is literally that obvious. Adam and the Ants and Prince Charming. I'm not remotely sorry.
Don't you ever stop being Danny Show.
Phoenix FM.
Adam and the Ants, Prince Charming, in honour of our Prince, Jacob Beresford. Fantastic. And he looks after himself. He goes to the gym regularly during rehearsals. He cycles in to the show sometimes from his flat where he's staying, or house where he's staying, I believe, a good 2.5-3 miles away from the theatre. He likes that coastal cycle in, so yeah, good on you. Amazing stuff. Now, back to focusing on our ugly sisters. Some of their costumes have to be seen to be believed. They're great characters. One of them, Daniel Morstan, is a regular as Dame here at the Playhouse Theatre, but he's not been Ugly Sister for a while, and it's unusual for him to be horrible to the audience, because usually he endears himself to them. But, yes, he's got a good foil in Luke Martin, who looks rather grotesque, I think it's fair to say. And their characters are Patsy and Edina. Now, those of you who've watched TV over the last few years will be well aware of other famous characters named Patsy and Edina from the smash hit Absolutely Fabulous with Jennifer Saunders, of course, and Joanna Lumley. Amazing stuff. So I thought I would honour our ugly sisters by playing the Pet Shop Boys track, which was a tribute to Absolutely Fabulous, simply titled Absolutely Fabulous. Get ready to dance.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Phoenix FM.
Patsy and Adina, immortalised there by the Pet Shop Boys, absolutely fabulous. And our ugly sisters indeed are also absolutely fabulous, yes. I particularly enjoy their boudoir scene. Seeing them in their boudoir is a sight to behold, most definitely. Right, moving on. We have a very talented ensemble cast, obviously, four fabulous dancers with incredible energy that work so hard throughout the show. And one of our dancers, Mary Proud, has been involved with the pantomime at the Playhouse here in Whitley Bay for something unbelievable, like 12 or 13 years. She started as a child, one of the young juvenile ensemble in the show, and has progressed to becoming one of the most intrinsic parts of it and one of the amazing pro dancers in the show. So I wanted to honour her musically, quite frankly, and I'm doing that with the next track choice. It's rather simple, really. I'm sure that Mary Proud is delighted to be a dancer in the show. Here is Tina Turner with Proud Mary.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Please. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we'd never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy
day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute of
and rough.
And
but we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing
and do it
then.
Easy.
Big wheel. Keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary.
I was
Phoenix FM.
Tina Turner's fabulous Proud Mary there, in honour of Mary Proud, one of the tracks I was most happy to get onto this Boxing Day show, on the show that goes like this. On Phoenix FM, great to have your company as ever. Keep it here. Amazing stuff all throughout the festive season here on the Phoenix FM airwaves. And check out phoenixfm.com as well for local events and also other exciting features and glimpses around the presenters as well. Now, I'm now going to move on to playing tracks that have actually been chosen by cast members of Cinderella at the Playhouse Whitley Bay. And of course, as you're aware, I work with my dad every year in pantomime. And for a few weeks, he's been desperate for me to get this next track on the airwaves. It's by his favourite artist ever, who at the age of 78 got to number one in the Billboard charts in the US. Incredible. This is Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
FM.
Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, quite amazing, originally released many, many years ago and still topping the charts in the US very, very recently. Incredible stuff. And my dad loves listening to the music of Brenda Lee, so that was for Dad. That was for Keith Simmons, my comedy partner. We are null and void, the financial aids to Prince Charming in the pantomime of Cinderella. And although I say it myself, well worth a look coming and seeing all the ridiculous things we get up to. So yeah, if you still want tickets, you can visit the Playhouse website, and you can have a look on social media as well for various links and details of the best shows to come and try and find availability. Still, we run until the 6th of January, so if you're in the area, if you live in the northeast, do try and make a visit. It's well worth it. Now, I did go round the company and ask them for tracks they would like to hear on this show that I would dedicate to them. So I went up to Jess Cinderella and I said yes. Obviously, it's difficult when someone just approaches you and says, what track do you want? And you can choose anything. And she made a great choice. Something that's become a bit of a Christmas tradition, I suppose, for many people, with the game that's played known as Whamageddon. If you've got to Boxing Day and not heard it, you've done incredibly well this year, and if you're staying listening to this programme after this introduction, you're about to be Whamageddoned. But for Jess, Lily, here is the utterly fabulous Wham's Last Christmas.
Oh,
FM.
Well, like I said, I hope you were whamageddoned long ago. If you hadn't been, it had made it through to Boxing Day, or later if you're listening on catch-up. I'm very sorry that by listening to that track, you've now been whamageddoned. But yes, thanks to Jess for suggesting that one, Wham's Last Christmas. That was just for you. Great stuff. It's the show that goes like this, Christmas special here on Boxing Day on the Phoenix FM airwaves, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas in Essex, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else, and click the Listen Live link. Fabulous stuff. Now, as I said quite a few minutes ago now, the star of our show is the one and only Mr. Louis Spence, who shot to fame in the documentary about Pineapple Dance Studios based in London, and was high energy, high octane in that documentary, and he brings all of that into Cinderella this year as well, playing the fairy godfather with some rather fetching outfits and some rather fetching pink tights as well, which I have to say are very impressive. But I had a chat with Louis and said, if you could have any track played on the radio for you, what would you choose? And he's made an excellent choice in my opinion. There's no kind of Christmas Jeopardy based game on this track for when you hear it, you know, you're out. But it's always good to listen to. Probably been one of the most covered songs ever as well. But rather fabulous. And we're going to have it right now for Mr. Louis Spence. It's Your Song, of course, from Elton John.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind.